I think we all remember the train derailment in Lynchburg a while back that, thank goodness, didn't cause any loss of life, but showed how dangerous some of the transport of this Bakken crude oil is across the Commonwealth. Nearly 30 communities around Virginia could be affected because the train routes pass through their communities. Federal DOT took three actions that are steps in the right direction. First, they required an upgrading within the next 2 years or replacement of some of the older rail cars to improve their safety. Second, they required the trains in more populated areas to actually slow down, which increases their safety as well. And third, they took at least a step, and I think there's further to go, to make sure that first responders, those fire departments and EMSs, are actually aware when these long oil trains actually pass through the community. We're going to stay on federal DOT and on the industry to make sure that we continue to improve the safety. I think it's great for our country that we're producing more oil and gas. One of the reasons why I support development of the Keystone Pipeline, because a lot of times pipelines are more safe than rail transport. But we've got to make sure that the communities across Virginia are safe when these long rail trains pass through their communities. And the federal DOT is taking the right steps, but there's more to be done.